Now, a senior Palestinian official says Palestinians are under intense pressure not to sue Israel for war crimes if they win upgraded UN status this week. Hanan Ashrawi says Israel is working with the US and Britain to get Palestinians to commit, but she says Palestinians will not succumb to such pressure. The comments come a day before the acting Palestinian Authority chief, Mahmoud Abbas, presents a request for a non-member status at the UN. Washington and London are against the proposal, but they cannot block it because they cannot use their veto power at the General Assembly. The stance has put Washington and London on a collision course with the rest of the world. The list of countries supporting the Palestinian bid is also growing. France and Spain say they will vote yes. More than half of EU members are expected to vote in favor of the Palestinians. Well, to discuss that a bit further, we're now joined by Mr. Ralph Shonman, who is a political commentator who is joining us live now from Berkeley, California. Mr. Shonman, thanks a lot for joining us. Now, how do you assess this coming showdown, if I may call it that, between the United States and the rest of the world?
Well, the showdown that you describe has to do with the token representation of the Palestine Authority in agencies of the United Nations. The content of that is not significant. It is symbolic, but nothing more, because the issue before us is the politics of Mahmoud Abbas and the Palestine Authority and its relationship to both the Zionist state and to imperialism and its stranglehold over the Palestinian population. We have to keep in mind that the Palestine Authority is literally funded not only by the Israelis, but it is actually answerable to the Central Intelligence Agency, which is deeply involved in its administration in the West Bank. And it is constant that the Palestine Authority arrests and even kills and disappears Palestinian activists who oppose the policies of the Israeli state and attempt to mobilize the population in that regard. This is widely understood. It's even understood by the mainstream press in the United States. For example, the Atlantic Monthly, the Atlantic publication, which is a mainstream monthly publication, ran an article by Robert Wright called "When Will the Economic of Gaza End?" He says, here's another thing the United States would not tolerate. If Canada imposed a crippling economic blockade, denying the United States the import of essential goods, usually restricting American exports, this would be understood as an act of war. And the United States, if necessary, would respond with force. Yes, lobbing missiles into Canada. This is the situation Gaza has faced for years, a crippling economic blockade imposed by Israel that starves out its population. Now, these are the categories that would not, in the past, have appeared in mainstream American publications. These are even so much basic things as cement and gravel and steel are prevented from entering Gaza. This is a blockade by air and by sea, extensive constraints on what can be imported. They cannot sell things to fellow Palestinians in the West Bank. The number of truckloads of goods that leave Gaza each month is 2% of what would be required. No wonder Gaza's unemployment rate officially is 28%. No wonder 70% of the Gazans are dependent upon aid that does not meet their needs. No wonder there's a shortage of elementary supplies, that there are schools that cannot be built because there are no construction materials. This article in the month of the Atlantic publication spells out that this will not change. This is the constant policy.
Mr. Shonman, if I could just come in here, I do apologize. I do apologize for interrupting you.
The United Nations will have no bearing.
Mr. Shonman, I also wanted to ask about the UK and its stance, which essentially the UK seems scared, in a sense, of what Palestine could do at the ICC vis-a-vis Israel. How do you assess the UK's fears regarding that?
Well, both the UK and the United States and all of the imperial powers are anxious not to allow any forum for Palestinian representation in international agencies because they know that the days are numbered for the Palestine Authority and for this leadership that is subordinate to Israel and to the United States. The presence of the Palestinians in any international agency will not always be spoken for by country-selling forces such as those of Mahmoud Abbas, and that is the abiding concern to retain the absolute isolation of the Palestinian people, even formally within such institutions. It has nothing to do with a concern that the Mahmoud Abbas will challenge the role of the Zionist state or the subjugation of the Palestinian people, everybody understands that that will not occur. But it is the even nominal acknowledgement that the Palestinian people are an oppressed population, that they have national rights of self-determination, and that these agencies have to reflect that even in nominal degrees, that is intolerable to the architects of the imperial strangulation of the Palestinian population.
All right. I do apologize once again for interrupting you, but it seems that we have, unfortunately, run out of time. That was Mr. Ralph Schadman, political commentator, speaking to us via Skype from Berkeley, California. Mr. Schadman, we do appreciate your insight here on Press TV.